LearnOutloud.com and Zods.com present Zod's Notes. The Zod's Notes are a series of essays written and read by Brian Johnson, philosopher and CEO of Zods, Inc. To hear other titles written or narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit www.learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out Zaadz.com. That's Zaadz.com. This edition of the Zaadz Notes is entitled The 1 Minute Manager. For a written transcript of this note or to read more of the Zaadz Notes, please visit www.zaadz.com/knowledge. Now here is Brian Johnson with his note on The 1 Minute Manager.
Hello, welcome to a quick audio summary of The 1 Minute Manager, which is Ken Blanchard's and Spencer Johnson's ridiculously successful book. I think it sold something close to 10 million copies. As the authors state, whether you're a manager at home or the office, the same principles apply. I agree. And if you haven't read it yet or listened to it recently or ever, here's a quick review. I hope you enjoy. This is very quick, but I think you'll dig it. All right. First, the fundamentals of the 1 Minute Manager. They're pretty simple, actually. They're very, very simple and deliberately so. Follow these three tenets. Number one, set goals. Number two, praise. And number three, reprimand. So 1 Minute goals. Idea is to keep them simple. Make sure you and the people that you are managing agree on them. Have your staff summarize the agreed upon goal in no more than one page. Focus on the 20% of the activities that will lead to 80% of the gains. Don't make the process of managing too many goals overwhelming. No more than 3 to 6 at a time. So those are the 1 minute goals, little bullet points. 1 minute praisings. Pay close attention to the staff up front at the beginning of the project. Then monitor activity and look for things done right that you can praise. Praise in person, specifically pointing out what was done well. And be consistent. Even if you're having a tough day or week, praise the positive. That's 1 minute praisings. 1 minute reprimands, a few little bullet points. Don't let mistakes pile up. Immediately correct mistakes. Don't make the mistakes most managers make and wait until review time to bombard someone with their mistakes. Don't let them pile up. And be consistent. Be specific and agree on the facts of what's going on. And be clear about how you feel about the poor behavior. Never attack the person. Address the behavior, not the individual. After communicating dissatisfaction with behavior, praise the individual. And establish the fact that you're only sharing your disappointment because you respect them and expect so much from them. All right, a couple of little stories on why 1 minute praisings work. We can look at whale training as an example. Whale training is a very interesting thing. Now, do you think that SeaWorld, for example, goes out into the ocean, held a rope out of the boat, and magically found whales that would jump over it? Of course not. They capture a whale, bring it to the pool, then put a rope on the bottom of the pool. The whale swims over it, gets fed. Then they raise the rope. The whale swims under it. It's not fed. Over it, and it does get fed. Then they continue raising the rope until it's soon out of the water. And guess what? The whale is jumping out of the water and splashing the first 10 rows of gleefully wet families. I won't go into the ethics of that and animal rights and all that stuff, but the same thing holds true for humans. We need continuous positive reinforcement, otherwise known as praisings, in order to change our behavior. So remember, consistently praise. All right, how about another example of how these work? Babies learning to talk and walk. Now, the first time we ever asked for water, did we say, this is the very first time we ever asked for water, could you please pour me a glass of water? I'm rather thirsty. No, first we said, waha. And we were praised and praised and praised for that. Mom and Dad jumped up and down, called Grandma and Grandpa, and all that good stuff. Then, because our parents didn't want us ordering Waha when we were adults, what was praised was altered until it became closer to the desired result. So, that's pretty straightforward, right? All right, and what about walking? Did we get up smoothly the first time we tried to walk? Then cruise around, maybe even throwing in a little moonwalk in there? Not most of us. Same rules applied. Cheering and cheering and cheering on that first little crawl. Then the first tentative step until, soon enough, we could do the amazing. We could walk. Now imagine if we scolded a baby as they fell the first couple of times. What would happen? No one would ever learn to walk. So why in the world would we not praise the baby steps our team members take and ourselves as we learn something new? So the same rules apply to whales, babies, and adults. Start applying them to your management relationships today. A couple of other thoughts on problem solving from the book. I'll give you four of them. One, identify the current results in objective terms. No emotions or feelings. Two, identify the ideal or desired results in equally objective terms. And three, identify solutions or new behaviors that can be adopted to achieve the desired results. And four, implement the required behavior. There's some thoughts on problem solving. All right, how about some other thoughts? Let's see. Attributes of a one-minute manager. He or she asks brief, important questions. She speaks the simple truth, she laughs, she works, and she enjoys. Above everything else, the one-minute manager keeps it simple. You ever notice how simple Blanchard books are? So is his philosophy, and yours should be so simple as well. Remember, it's not what you think or how you talk, it's what you do that matters. So don't talk a big game. Study, practice, and learn on your path to mastering the fundamentals of effective management. Couple of tips. Number one, read the book. Give it to those you manage. Ask them to read it or listen to this. And after reading it, ask them if they'd like to be managed by a one-minute manager. When and if they say yes, tell them you're not perfect, but you'll give it your best shot. And together, you and your team will become more efficient, more effective, and more energized and happy than ever before. How about a couple of cool quotes? The essence of knowledge is having it to use it. That's Confucius. And how about Da Vinci, one of my favorite thoughts ever? Simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication. Keep it simple. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this very quick look at a classic management book. My recommendation, if you don't already own it, go out and buy it. If you own it, read it again and ask yourself whether or not you're consistently applying the principles. And you may even want to consider becoming what Tim Sanders, the chief solutions officer at Yahoo, calls a love cat. You can listen to that audio recording as well, or check out the summary of it online at zods.com or thinkarte.com. Being a love cat's a good thing. All right. I hope that you enjoyed this quick look at the 1 minute manager, and I praise you for your first small step. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this edition of the Zods Notes. To hear other titles written or narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out zaadz.com. That's ZAADZ.com. Thank you for listening.